today.
Roman.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We are launching into hour number 3 of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls about what you want. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Matt. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Ian, I was listening to Monday night's podcast, and a statist named Frank called and was giving you a hard time. And you mentioned something about Santa Claus, and I was wondering where you were going with that.
Let's see. My question was, what was my question?
Well, you were telling him that the state doesn't exist.
Was Santa Claus legitimate or something to that effect? And he never gave you a straight answer, and you weren't able to go where you were going with that.
Yeah.
I believe you were telling him that the state is an imaginary entity, that it's not real, and that Santa Claus, that you were making comparisons there and that kind of
thing. Yeah, I think you're onto that. Yeah, I think that's pretty much what I was doing, Mark, but I don't have the conversation in front of me, so I can't give you the exact line of thought I was going down because I don't really remember at this point.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I do believe that there's some legitimate purpose to Santa Claus.
Whereas you don't believe in the state having a legitimate purpose?
Because I think that Santa Claus is a good barometer as for when your kids have grown up enough to realize the difference between fantasy and reality.
Yeah, maybe so.
And I think that maybe Frank and other statists haven't grown up to that point yet where they to realize that government is just a legal fiction. It's just a fantasy.
Yep, that's all it is. It only exists in the minds of the people who believe in it. For the rest of us who understand the truth, government is nothing more than men and women doing business at the point of a gun. And that's it, and that's all that it is.
I don't know that I agree with this line of thinking. I understand where you're coming from, that the government doesn't exist, but that's like saying Walmart doesn't exist. The only thing that exists are the buildings and the people wearing blue outfits. But the government exists as much as Walmart exists.
In that there are men with guns that are threatening people? Okay.
No, they
there
both exist, but one of them is voluntary to deal
right.
with. And
the government's a gang. It's a real gang. Now, is legitimacy...
Say again, Matt?
I said Santa Claus exists inside of me. I am Santa Claus to my children.
Understood. But, there's not a man called Santa Claus, and there's not an organization of elves and all those things out there making toys, whereas there is an organization called the government, and it is real. Now, legitimacy is in something entirely different. As far as I'm concerned, the government is the largest gang out there, but it's a real gang, and as real as any other gang, and anybody who's ever been robbed by a gang or the government can tell you that it's real. It's real. To say it's not real is confusing to people.
Okay, I see where you're coming from there.
Fair enough.
So there are people who work for a fictional corporation known
as organization.
Walmart.
A fictional corporation known as Walmart, but, that fictional corporation writes checks and, does all kinds of things that are very real in this world. So it's real, as real as anything, any organization is. And it's like saying, for instance, marriage isn't real. Well, there is no marriage. I can't point to one, but I have a ring on my finger, and believe me, my wife is going to want to know where I am if I'm more than an hour late coming home from work. So, it's real. There's a real agreement between her and I.
Sure, and there are real men and women doing real violence
right.
against real innocent
a real
people.
Gang.
That's true. Good point, Mark. Matt, any other thoughts?
No, I was just very... the other thought, I guess, would be, why would you want this legal fiction setting up laws against the aliens, the people who are... coming across the borders.
Well, Bob, who called in last hour and was on for 3 segments, and it was a great guy, and was definitely willing and open to listening to our sides, and it was probably difficult for him having 3 hosts and all that stuff. He got into some of the issues that people have as far as immigrants go. Conditions
Mark,
they live in. And,
yeah, Mark, what I was going to say too is all I hear from people though is they repeat a lot of these talking points.
Yeah.
That are put out there in the media to stir people up.
Sure.
And make people afraid of immigrants.
They hear it on Rush Limbaugh or whatever.
Or, yeah, and Hannity and Combs, all those people.
They parrot them.
And they parrot them, exactly.
Well, they have real effects in their lives. Look, if you're a carpenter right now, you know that the illegal immigrants are affecting the construction industry. You know that that's true and that's real. All I'm saying is, you don't mind going to Walmart and paying lower prices. Your labor is simply a commodity. The people that are getting that you're paying lower prices for cotton balls at Walmart, those people that are, from whom you're, you know, the manufacturer of those cotton balls would really like it. The people that work at that cotton ball factory would really like it. Their family, their children, all the people that are involved in making those cotton balls would really like it if you had to pay more. If there was a government restriction on how little one could pay for cotton balls, they would love that. And that's the same thing. It's the exact same thing as a government restriction on labor coming across the border, whether it's for carpentry, electronics, dishwashing, or lawn mowing.
Everyone wants protectionism.
Government protectionism for your particular industry.
And that's what everyone wants. They want to be protected in their own industry, but they want to have a...
government to come and shut down Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Medved so that I'm going to have a better opportunity to get on those spots. I want the government to come in and shut those people down. Where are the anti-immigration zealots out there screaming and yelling that Rush Limbaugh goes away?
We need more FM talk. We need the government to mandate that a bunch of music radio stations flip formats to talk and add free talk live. I mean, everybody wants protectionism for their own industry, but at the same time, they also want that sort of cornucopia of choices, cheap choices in the realm of the things they need to buy.
Right. And when it comes to the conditions that immigrants live in, they want those choices to come from foreign countries. You want your oranges to come from Brazil, and you don't care how they live in Brazil. You just care how they live down the street from you. And the fact is, you don't have a right in America. You don't have a right for a second not to be offended. You don't have the right to be offended. Let me tell you one more time. You don't have the right to be offended.
To not be offended.
Excuse me, not to be offended.
Most of the backlash is against immigrants from Mexico. But how we have to also look at how our foreign policy that our government has been projecting over the last 20 or 30 years, how that's affected life in Mexico, where they want to leave their families, they want to leave the place they were born, to come to a strange land where people don't speak their language, to work and toil and maybe be enslaved.
Having the drug gangs around certainly doesn't help life in Mexico, that's for sure.
Well, that's right. And a lot of these things that we look at, you know, we get caught up in the minutiae, but we don't realize that without taking a step back, we can't see the problem clearly. Without taking a step back, we can't see that it's really just a symptom of a much deeper problem. And when we step back, we see that around, you know, that's just basically another law that's being passed to patch another law that was passed, or another set of regulations that were passed.
It'll never end.
Problems it created.
Exactly. It's a government trying to fix a problem it already created with a welfare state, with interventionism both at home in the home economy and in foreign countries. And this is never going to end until it collapses.
Matt, your final thoughts.
Yeah, my son came up from Arizona today and was telling me an interesting story about a gentleman who was an American citizen who hitched a ride with a bunch of illegal aliens, quote-unquote illegal aliens. They went up to Arizona to a farm to pick some of the crops. I'm not sure what crops it was, but they were picking them, and they got them all picked. And he was coming back and things happened with the cops, but the point of the story is that no American wanted to go out and pick those crops for the same price, except this one guy that was with these illegals. He got paid the same amount that they did.
Mm-hmm.
So any American that wants to can go out and work hard in these fields and get paid that amount and keep the cost of our food down. But nobody wants to.
Yeah, they're lazy.
Or we can crack down on illegal immigration and pay $20 for a head of lettuce.
Thanks, Matt, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
The other thing is you probably see a lot of high school and college kids doing this in their spare time for extra money if we didn't have such ridiculous minimum wage laws, too. Because the minimum wage is such...
No, they're too lazy. I mean, kids are too damn spoiled, Wayne.
Well, some are. Some are, but I think you'd see more of them doing that if wages were able to float properly.
I don't know. Speculation.
Yeah, that's true. 1-800-259-9231.
Who's going to pay the minimum wage for picking strawberries in a field? That's too high.
You just can't get it.
Well, they get paid by the bushel.
They can't compete with the foreign strawberries.
You'd be a fool to pay fruit pickers minimum wage because then you'll just get people standing around and no fruit's going to get picked. You get paid by
the bushel.
By the bushel. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll talk to Larry in New Jersey and take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page for you, for free, at freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. They do patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com, and it's so important to get those wills done. You don't want your family to be left, you know, in the lurch when you die.
800-259-9231. To your phone calls we go. To Larry in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Hello. I've been listening since about April, and I really like what I hear. I agree with just about everything you guys said up until this immigration issue.
All right. Very good.
You kind of go from one extreme to the other. I mean, our system is just incredibly abusive to the Mexican people. I'll grant you that.
Okay.
But, I mean, where do you draw the line? I mean, what happens when the Mexican military starts rolling across our border?
Well, that would be an act of aggression, and people who aggress against others should be defended against. So,
what about La Rica Conquista, La Raza, these groups that are coming up here, and they plainly state that this is Oslo, and they're going to take it over?
Well, some of those groups do. Now, would you agree that when those groups are kind of fringy?
And explain. I don't.
Well, that they're fringy. That the average,
like the KKK is a
right,
fringe
right.
group.
In the same way that the KKK is a fringe group, would you agree that maybe they certainly have more legs than the KKK does? They have more membership and people that agree with them. But that they're
huge rallies. I mean, huge rallies where they're protesting. This is our land. This is Oslo. I've seen pictures of them.
Here's my speculation, rather than trying to get you to agree with me. Here's what I think. I think that those organizations get their membership and the people are driven into the arms of the bigots, which is what those people are, driven into the arms of the bigots because they feel that they're oppressed here, that people hate them, that people can treat them as second-class citizens, that people don't want them around. So they're driven into the arms of these organizations that say, you know what, it's not you who are bad, it's those white people out there that stole our country. And I think that if we treated immigrants like anybody else in this country, illegal or not, that they wouldn't run to those organizations and they'd be about as periphery as the KKK. You don't see them giving anybody any trouble these days, do you?
Well, they're pretty small. I mean, the KKK, and I mean
they are now, but
they're because they're idiots.
But the answer there is still the same. Whether it's the KKK or La Raza or the Black Panthers or whoever it is that the hate group is that you're talking about, they should be able to hate and be jerks. But as long as they don't hurt anybody or destroy property, as soon as they cross that line into aggression, Larry,
Oslo.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They have a plainly stated goal to retake Oslo.
Is that going to require
aggression,
sir? And
there are 40 million of them in this country right now.
Is that going to require aggressive acts?
I tell you what. I mean, what about? I mean, I've been in Mexico. I spent about 5 months in Mexico over the past three or four years.
Okay.
And I got a good understanding, and they know down there, plain and well, that if you're wanted by the Mexican police, that you go to the United States because it's easy to get in, and you can pretty much.
So
I outrun the Mexican police
right.
there.
And if we got rid of those, if we got rid of the stupid immigration laws we had, people would have a more difficult time disappearing because there would be fewer of them that would disappear. There would be a whole bunch of people that would spring right up on radar.
Besides, what does it mean to be wanted by the Mexican police? There are a lot of people that are wanted by the police here in America, and they haven't harmed a single person. Have you ever met any drug users, for instance? Drug dealers? I mean, just because you're wanted by the cops doesn't make you a bad guy.
Yeah, I agree with that. But.
So let's go back to the La Raza point. If you're talking about an aggressive act, if you're talking about they want to take back by force what they believe to be their country, then certainly people who use force on others should be defended against. But as of right now, nobody's used force on anybody as far as getting political change to happen. If you're talking about them hurting people or destroying property, then of course I would oppose that.
But if they come in here and they flood and they believe they bring their socialist belief and they want bigger government, and eventually we're going to be really outnumbered by these people.
Now Larry, you're proposing to stop socialism with socialism. You realize that. You don't want those people
coming in here and bringing their socialism.
Wait, you don't want them coming in and bringing their socialism, but you're willing to use your fascist socialist system, which
it's not my system. I think that there needs to I the Libertarian Party used to have your position, and they since then changed it, and I think for good reason, because it just wouldn't work, because you got to have some level of control over the border. There's no question after being in Mexico.
So
no
would
question
you consider
in my
yourself,
mind,
Larry, would you
there's half of the Mexicans would be here immediately.
Great. Come on
if we,
in.
Come in
come
and work.
On in. If you want to come here to a better place and live a life in relative freedom, this is the place to do that.
Have you ever been out west? I mean, look, there are huge, vast, more of America is unpopulated than is populated.
96%.
The whole idea that they're going to come in here and overrun us and we're all going to be living in little cardboard boxes on top of each other is absolute ludicrous nonsense. I mean, you're in New Jersey, right, Larry?
Yeah.
Yes.
The vast majority of your state's unoccupied, and it's a pretty populous state. When you go down South Jersey and that direction, there's huge tracts of unpopulated land.
And besides, the marketplace scales up as more people come in, more jobs are created, more opportunities
are created.
Right,
because those people buy things, they eat things, they drive things, they live lives, and that gives more people jobs.
Right, so it doesn't scare me at all to let people come in here, whether they're coming from Mexico or China or wherever it is they're coming from, as long as they want more freedom. And you talk about socialism, but many of these folks are just looking for a better life. They're not looking to impose their viewpoints.
There is no welfare
on others.
In Mexico. I mean, Mexico is wide open. You basically eat or be eaten in Mexico. That's how their system works.
So the socialists are already here in America, and
the socialists
already
took over
a
long time ago, Larry.
Right, and they're all a bunch of white people. So the socialism is pretty well inbred here in America, and so
I'll give you that. You've got a group of people who are used to, I mean, they just think that it's normal to be abused by the police. Their whole mindset is just, it's much different than, I mean, they couldn't even understand what you're talking about on your show.
What do you mean? Immigrants?
They have a different mindset. I mean, they can't understand the concepts of freedom. I mean, I've seen demonstrations where people would just flee when the military would come by, and then as soon as the military passes by, they reassemble. They
Sounds
hide
like
their
a sensible
signs
thing.
And everything. I mean, it's just I was
would
down
you know?
There on the Mexican That's... election day on 2006, and it was like something you'd see out of Nazi Germany.
Well, you know, what if we had martial law in America? Would you hang around if the military or the police came around?
You're going from one extreme to the other.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
put yourself in their place. Of course you're going to flee when the police or the military come around, especially if you're unarmed and you don't have the right to bear arms.
Yeah, and
that's the way they've always grown, and that's the way they've grown up. That's the way their country has been for most of their lives.
Larry, let's take another tack, Larry. But that's the way that they think.
And
Mexican people are horrible. I'm with you. They're a bunch of dirty savages. Now, let's take another tack here.
Ridiculous to say that.
Listen to me this way. Okay, we have strict immigration laws that keep people out of, that are supposed to keep people out of this country, but we have 20 million illegal immigrants. What do you propose to keep the people out?
That's a good question. We'll let you answer it here in moments, Larry. Hang on. What are you going to do if you want to keep people out of America? Whatever's going on right now is not working at keeping people out. So what's Larry's plan? Find out here in moments at 800-259-9231. Says he likes a lot of our ideas, but isn't with us on this one.
The war on immigration.
What's his plan here? We'll talk to Larry. Hopefully he'll hang on. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want toll free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Immigration, it's a hot topic still in America. And unfortunately, most Americans are blissfully uninformed on the issue. And so normally we get the same objections time and time again, the same talking points, as you pointed out, Wayne. But that's okay, because people are always tuning in. New people are always tuning into this program, and they need to hear these viewpoints. Even though a super, super majority of Americans agrees with some sort of crackdown on the so-called illegal immigrants, the fact is a super, super majority of Americans are just dead wrong. Let's go back and bring Larry back from New Jersey.
Before we go, I want to apologize to Larry. I overcharacterized a statement and made him sound like a fascist of some sort.
Right. You also, to anybody who might have tuned into that moment, you also sounded like a racist, Mark, and you don't feel that way about Mexicans.
No, well, if they can't tell that I'm kidding, then, you know, make no jump
was
in the
being, lake. He was being extreme. I never took it that way either. But you know something, Larry, I was going to ask you, remember back in the 60s they had that war on poverty? Do you remember that under LBJ? How'd that one go?
Larry, are you still there?
Poverty, the war on drugs, the war on name it. They've lost every one of them. These are all government scams. They're jokes.
What about the war on immigration? Same thing.
Oh, the government's a failure. The government thrives on failure. So, I don't disagree with you on any of those issues, okay?
Right,
I'm not a fascist. I think that, you know, we need to shrink up Washington, D.C. until we can't hardly see him anymore.
Okay, then what is your plan, Larry? If you understand that government wars on fill-in-the-blank fail, what is your plan to restrict immigrants?
I think that, first of all, I mean, you guys are going to disagree with me on this, but I think that there needs to be some regulated control of the number of people who come into this country.
How are you going to do that?
That's a way they have now, Larry. They have a regulated control of the number of people that come into this country,
let's
and
understand.
It's failing.
Okay, the fascist system at our borders right now, it's worse than Nazi Germany, okay? I totally disagree with what's there now, okay? I absolutely do not agree with the way it's run now.
What would you like to see, Larry?
But,
go ahead.
But we're trying to hash out this somewhere in the middle, because you guys are, I guess you think that our borders, there should be no one at the border.
I won't. I think there should be private property. The idea of borders is fallacious, just as the idea of nations is fallacious.
I'm willing to go for, quarantine, immunization spots for 3 days or something like that to make sure that they don't have
leprosy. But, Mark, that requires
leprosy.
A fence of some sort. That requires authoritarian.
It doesn't require that.
Regime.
You just tell people that that's what you need, and then therefore,
the vast
majority of people that come across the border that don't have these things will go through. They'll get checks. They'll spend their 3 days and then off.
So
go.
If I just want to
walk
through,
you're right. The people with leprosy will come. They'll sneak past these things. But at the very least, you'll have these people living above board.
I don't want to pay for it.
But again, guys,
because you're a jerk.
But again, you can't have open borders in a vacuum. You have to make it a totally free market society, and then immigration will be self-regulating, just like everything else in a free society.
All right, let's go back to your vision, Larry.
So what's going to happen when people come across and they obviously have leprosy, tuberculosis? I mean, what do you do with them?
You leave it up to the marketplace to decide how
when do they come across? Because as Ian had stated, you're never going to know when those people come across. You don't know now.
Right. You'd leave it to the marketplace to decide.
That's another fear-mongering talking point that the media puts out there to scare people.
One thing's for sure, the government is not going to be able to effectively handle an outbreak of any sort. All it will do is just quarantine people that are unnecessary to be quarantined and inconvenience a whole lot of folks. But let's get back to your vision. Let's get back to your vision. What do you propose to regulate immigration in the way you would like to regulate it?
I think that we should establish reasonable numbers that aren't going to be
You have reasonable numbers.
I mean,
now, how do you
have reasonable numbers now, Larry?
There's no reasonable numbers. The borders are wide open. The people cross the border without any restrictions, without any problems.
The numbers are arbitrary.
And the reason
proposing
that they're doing it is because Ian pointed out very plainly that the system is so bureaucratic that it's impossible to deal with.
So you're talking about, what, making the system easier to deal with?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think if you come across the border and it's obvious from your speech, I mean, anyone with a half a brain could tell if you're an American or not, just by the way you talk. I mean, you could talk to someone 5 minutes and know if they're an American citizen. Okay,
I mean,
99 times out of 100.
Yeah, okay, so from there, if someone's coming in from Mexico, I think we should have a reasonable number how many people should work here. And we should give them permits, and we should be a lot, lenient on them instead of making them live like they're wanted criminals while they're living
here. So let me see if I understand you so far.
Most of them are good people trying to take care of their family.
Larry, let me see if I understand where you're coming from so far. You're saying that the arbitrary numbers the bureaucrats have selected are not appropriate. You're saying new arbitrary numbers need to be selected. Okay, fine. New arbitrary numbers are now selected. Larry, you've got your correct amounts, what you believe to be the correct amounts, implemented. Now, what about all those other people that are still going to want to come here? What do you plan to do about them?
Well, I think that it's going to take – most of that's going to take care of itself.
Quite a nice vision, but
there's 20 million people living under the radar right now.
People are going to keep coming
here. There's 40 million living under the radar.
Okay. Whatever.
Pick your number.
People are going to keep coming here, man, because they're going for whatever
they
the
want to live
are.
Here.
So what are you going
to
do?
As
about
many
it?
People want to live here is as many people who want to live here. And any number that you pick other than that is not going to be the right number.
So what are you going to do about
it? The one area where I really disagree with you guys, I mean, I've been in Mexico, and people don't understand that they live 12 to a house here because they live 12 to a house in Mexico.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's very common, okay?
Who cares
they come
how
up
they
here.
Live? Who cares how they live? Some people live in messy houses. So?
Some people live
in
filth.
But the point is that our infrastructure, it just can't handle that. I mean, I totally agree.
Well, they blame the government. The government's the one providing water.
The government's the one providing the problems.
Larry,
I mean,
what about our infrastructure
idea,
can't handle 12 people to a house?
The people used to take care of other people. Instead, everyone thinks that they pay all their money to the government. The government's going to take care of all the people.
I'll agree
and
with you on that,
it's just
Larry.
Enslaving the people.
I understand.
Yep.
It sounds like we do agree on a lot of things, but you still have yet to answer my question about what is it you plan to do, and I'm only going to ask it so many more times because we've got other calls waiting, but what is it you plan to do about the numbers of people that are going to come here above and beyond your magic numbers?
I think we can't let too many people in.
Is it going to take?
Fences? Do you want guys with jackboots and machine guns going door-to-door knocking? I mean, what are you going to do, Larry? This is it. You got
jack
the government.
Boots are scary.
The only thing the government can do is crack down, throw people in jail, and shoot them in the head.
That's the only thing they can do, Larry.
What are you going to do? Forget the Santa
what
boots.
About what about Santa boots?
I want to hear Larry's answer. What
friendly.
Are you going to do, libertarian?
Easter bunny outfits. That would, you know.
Yeah. Are we going to...
Let him answer!
As business owners, are we going to ask the government, beg the government for permission to hire somebody? That's what it's coming to also.
That is what it's coming to. Go ahead, Larry, your thoughts.
Well, I think we should have limitations. I don't know if we should put them in jail, send them back. I really don't know. I can't.
But in order
that.
To catch them, you're going to need some serious infrastructure. You're going to need like checkpoints.
You got to catch them.
Business raids. You're going to need, as Wayne points out, people to beg permission to get jobs.
You need all kinds of government forms. You need somebody who works at every business that handles the immigration status
and
reports it to the government.
The system right now is such a joke. I mean, when people go and there's a Social Security number that's used 20 different times.
You only want the system to work better. You're a libertarian sitting there saying, I want the government to work.
Yeah, sorry, buddy, it's not going to work that way.
It's a joke. But like I said, it's obvious when someone's not an American and if someone's working illegally.
It's not obvious if somebody is here legally, though. It is not obvious if somebody is here legally. And under your system, where we let the right amount of people in, you would certainly be letting people across the border who have some tenuous grasp of English simply because they'd be here to pick the vegetables.
And you know what?
And then how do you distinguish those people from the ones that are illegal?
Larry, the fact is, you're never going to be in charge.
Yeah.
Your program and your vision is never going to be implemented in exactly the way you want it to be implemented. And the bureaucrats who run the programs are never going to follow the vision, even if it did get implemented. They will always expand. They will always go into new areas and new tyranny and new rules and new regulations. And what about me, Larry? I don't want to pay for your immigration enforcement bureaucracy. So what are you going to do to people like me who don't want to pay for your ideas?
We've got to agree to disagree, gentlemen. I appreciate your show. You've got a few things to think about, Larry.
Thanks for your call tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll
free
line.
I want the government to work, too. It's just that I know it won't.
Of course, the phones
never works.
The phones are loaded at this point. We will try to get you in here in moments. The final moments of the program coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying. Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you're on the line right now. Not going to bother getting you the numbers, though. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show to get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board with the program. You can help us out by joining up. You can use PayPal, any major credit card, or some alternative options as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board and learn about the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for the show, by the way. So thanks to everybody who amps the show, because you guys are making it happen. We continue here. Your calls. First up, it's Vince in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Vince. Vince? Indiana. Going once. Vince? I hear someone's potted up. Say hello, caller, and state your name. Hello. Put him on hold. We'll try him back later. Jeff in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff? How are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Jeff?
Well, I just wanted to call and say that I've only been listening to the show for about 3 weeks, but I would have considered myself a middle-of-the-line conservative prior to that, and it is a completely different story after having listened to the show for this minimal amount of time. Although I do have some points that I disagree with you, Ian. I would tend to fall more in line with Mark in terms of the pragmatism as far as, you know, the ultimately small government that we could hope would work.
Yeah, I used to feel as you do, so I understand where you're coming
from. And by the way, if you follow the normal patterns of listenership here, you'll leave my group of people and you'll go off into the netherworld of insanity with Ian.
I'm on the path.
that happens,
I'm not,
dude.
Yet, you know, but,
I'm the only one that can hold the line here, and I'm not doing that great of a job.
Well, you know, a good example that I have is what happened at Porkfest with the authorities demanding the money, and I think is it John Osborne that
Jason Osborne, Sickle, CAI.
Yeah. Okay. You know, with him or whoever. Was a guy named Rich that had to deal with them?
Yeah, he was the organizer of the event, so yes.
Okay, and he decided that it would be better to, in Ian's terms, to bow down or, you know, be pragmatic about it and say,
they paid the gang.
Okay, yeah, in Ian's terms, bow down and obey the gang. I tend to say that that's how I would deal with stuff so far, and, you know, like Mark said, I might continue down the path like other listeners. And I don't doubt that. But
well, everybody has their own level of tolerance as far as what they'll take from the gang members and their demands.
I'm becoming more intolerant as
sure, and it's a natural process as you become more and more frustrated with the gang and what they're doing and how they're harming others and how they could harm you if they wanted to. It's just a natural process to want to just say no and stand up to them, and that is part of what the Free State Project is about, at least as far as I'm concerned. Are you a Free Stater?
Not yet, and that's one of the points that I wanted to bring up is, and it kind of combines two of the points that I have to bring up, which is one, dealing with converting somebody, much as you would say that I was converted, although someone who is totally opposed to your show, who I've had listen to your show in order to try and instill some of these values in them, and the response was, I'm only going to listen to any other episodes in order to be able to discredit these idiots.
Get that guy to call in.
Yeah, I've discredited away, baby.
But that's how some people start, though.
It's a touchy situation because that has to do with becoming a Free State member because it's my wife.
Boy, that's a touchy one, all right.
What I've got going
on.
Right
also, but I'm sorry, before you go on, is she also a conservative as you are or were?
She would be, you could say she would flip-flop between liberal and conservative. She didn't have, any...
Let someone else do the convincing. Let someone else do the convincing, because certainly we can come off as abrasive and, mean-spirited talk show hosts, depending on what episode and when you listen to the show.
So
I can understand where she's coming from.
I mean, you guys aren't abrasive. You're radical.
Right? Well, Jeff...
The ideas that I've put forth after listening to you for two or three weeks are radical and...
I understand where you're coming from.
They're radically different. However, the ideas of peace and personal responsibility, I don't like using terms like radical with them.
Yeah, they're pretty reasonable.
But that's how far we've come, that we accept tyranny and oppression as normal, and freedom is radical. That's how pathetic things have gotten.
Let me make a suggestion here, because, Jeff, we're short on time, but we can I'd love to continue talking to you into the future about what you, what sort of process you've gone through in helping your wife understand what liberty is all about, and maybe your process can help other people who are listening and in a similar situation with a loved one, whether it be a wife or husband or a girlfriend or a significant other. That could help them. I would love to have you call in periodically and give us updates, but I want to make a suggestion as well. Does your wife like to read?
Yes. And actually, one of the deals that I made with her in order to listen to your show was that I was going to read some book about loving and praying and living.
Great. Now change the deal.
I'll read your book.
Change the deal from a book to audio to book to book, and go and pick yourself up a copy of Mary Rourke's Healing Our World.
Excellent.
I highly recommend this book.
Listen to your work 8 hours a day at work, or I listen to your show 8 hours a day at work because I sit in front of the computer. I have literally a wall full of post-it notes of books, and Mary Rourke's book is one that is on my post-it note wall that you guys have plugged and, said is to check into. So
make it happen, because it is one of it's got to be my number one. I think it's probably my number one book at this point, because it's such a great intro.
I think that's a great idea.
It's not hardcore. It's not hardcore like the Market for Liberty is hardcore liberty. It's really soft way to introduce people, and especially women. Women, they've got that caring gene where they care, and so it's great for people that care about others. And it's just one of the most principled books. Mary Rourke's one of the best communicators. Make a note of her website. It's Ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T, Ruart.com.
R-U-W-A-R-T.com.
And she's got a free copy of Healing Our World from the 1990s on her website. Totally free. You can read the whole thing
If you want to print it or read it on your computer.
But it's well... It'll give you a taste.
It's worth buying.
It'll
believe
give you a taste.
I paid the money for it.
And it's well worth it. Get that into your wife's hands and then call us back and let us know how it's all progressing. And I want to thank you for your call tonight, Jeff, and welcome to the program. 800-259-9231. We continue. Steve is on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Steve.
Hey there. I was going to talk about guns, but we don't have much time, so I thought I'd throw something out there real quick. There is a very nearly completely uncontacted tribe called the Sentinelese off the coast of India.
Okay.
And several years ago, they killed a couple of fishermen.
And okay. I was reading about that because I've just recently become very fascinated with uncontacted tribes. Just,
okay.
They're just really fascinating to me. And they killed a couple of fishermen. The fishermen had gotten drunk and landed their boat on the Sentinelese Island,
uh-oh,
and they shot him with arrows. Well, I was talking about this with a guy at work, and he said, well, they should be arrested. The Indian government should go in there and arrest these guys. And what came to my mind, what I think that they would say to themselves and each other if that happened is exactly what Ian says from time to time. Who are these people?
Yeah.
You know, who are these people that are coming here telling me that they're something called a government?
Right. I got a trespasser. What's the big deal?
On paper called the law. That I have somehow violated, you know, all of this in quotes, you know, with the fingers in the air, you know.
Yeah, imagine the bureaucrats getting off their canoes, holding their law books in the air. You know, that's not going to stop you from getting slaughtered by these folks. I think it's a great point, and I want to thank you for the call, Steve. We continue here briefly with Nick in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Nick, on the amp line.
Yeah, we don't have much time. Maybe I'll call in tomorrow about the immigration issue.
But go ahead and make a quick point if you can.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the other guy, he kept on bringing up the point that he was in Mexico, so he knows. He knows that the Mexican people are dirty and filthy.
No, no. He didn't say that.
Leprosy in his... coming over here and giving away diseases.
No, he did mention
and
that.
I've been to Mexico, too, and I can tell you that it's not nearly as bad in some of the places as it is the way he is making it out to be. He also said
sure.
that Mexicans... And for some reason, it was bad that they have so many people in so many houses, and it was because they were poor, which is kind of true. But
yeah.
I come from an Italian family, a Catholic family, pretty wealthy. But we, at one point, had 9 people living in the same house, just because that's kind of the same.
Savages.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same culture, so obviously it's kind of the same culture. They're related. So we're obviously all savages.
They screw like bunnies and reproduce all these kids.
So you're saying not only is it an economic thing, but it might also be a family thing as well?
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely a cultural thing.
Yeah, and who cares anyway how they live at home? I don't care how you live. I don't care how my next-door neighbors live. As long as your trash doesn't spill over onto my property, it's none of my business. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fuel price.